This July, we celebrate America turning 250. And there's one question on every grill. Is your beef actually American? Before you fire up the grill, did you know that more than 85% of grass-fed beef sold in grocery stores is imported from overseas? That's exactly why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat from local farms and ranches straight to your door. So when the burgers hit the grill and the backyard fills up, you know you're serving meat you can feel proud of. This year, don't just grill American style. Grill American meat. Go to goodranchers.com today and start your plan to get free meat for life. That's goodranchers.com. Good Ranchers. American meat delivered.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you can email my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden, hayden@annaonraven.com. She has no qualifications to give advice, but she is always happy to give her opinion.
I mean, let's face it. This will keep one of you in your house busy for a few minutes while you go ahead and email in your request. And then if you get some sort of therapy out of this whole thing, this is good. You got nothing but time to improve.
Hayden, today's email says, Hayden, hoping you could help me out. My son is turning 8 years old this weekend. The problem is, we can't have a big party like we normally could. He's sad about not seeing his friends at school, and now his cousins can't even come over. Any suggestions on what we can do to make it special for him? What do you think, Hayden?
What you can do is you can do a lot of special stuff. You can ask people to make signs and have them drive by your house or and hold the signs out so your son can see them and feel special.
We did that. We did a drive-by birthday. We made a sign and we drove by and we yelled happy birthday and we slowed down. That was fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could reach out to family members and, you know, pick like an hour during the day and ask them to drive by and do it during that time. It was fun. Some people had balloons and streamers. That could show that they're special. What other ideas do you have?
Well, I know that you can support a lot of small bakeries and places. Like, instead of just making a really small cake for your family, you can go to one of those bakeries and get, like, a big dinosaur cake for your whole family to share.
We always talk about support local businesses, and you know, I think having, like, a real cake that they're not expecting with some kind of theme that they're into is certainly the way to go, and you're able to support local businesses and bakeries that are struggling, and he could feel special because he's got a special cake for him, not one that mommy made out of a Betty Crocker box, like I probably would have done.
Which is what you did do.
Right. Anything else?
Well, something else you could do is you could have a family day. So you can see what he likes to do, and then you can, like, make your basement or your living room into that. So, like, if he really likes bowling, you can make a mini bowling set in your basement.
It's a great idea. Anything else?
You guys can just watch movies together. I mean, who doesn't like sitting on their couch and watching a good movie with lots of popcorn and ice cream?
After cake. Just keep eating junk all day long. Yeah, why not? It's his birthday. He's eight. Let him do what he wants.
When you drive by in these neighborhoods with these signs, you know where the person lives, right?
Because oh, yeah.
I ran into this yesterday. Alicia's grandparents went to give out Easter cards to some of the kids that their daughter runs at a daycare there, and they didn't know which house. So here is my grandfather, who's a somewhat strange individual anyways, grandfather-in-law, knocking on strangers' doors with gloves and mask on, going, do you know where this kid is? Can you imagine?
No.
That's a thing that happened.
Oh, great.
So,
Good.
Just make sure you have the address and put it in the GPS, yep. People. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. If you need advice, email me, hayden@annaandraven.com. That's Hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week.